It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Great to be here with you on this Saturday, December 14th. Well, December, we're at the halfway point of the month. Hard to believe. But hey, you know, boys high school basketball, girls high school basketball, wrestling, the winter sports, it all continues on here. Hey, we got a busy week here in the sports world. It's going to get busier. We got the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. That'll be starting today at Wayne City, the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. We'll preview the tournament with Cisney coach Kevin Bowen. We'll also hear from Mules coach Scott McElravy and Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach. And we'll take a look back at the weekend sports. A lot of things happened during this week. This is Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Merry Christmas from all your friends at F&B in Wayne City, Grayville, and Fairfield. We wish you peace and happiness in the Christmas season and throughout the New Year. All F&B locations will close at noon on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and will be closed all day on Christmas and New Year's days. We sincerely thank you for your business in 2019, and we look forward to serving you in the new year. F&B, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you in the WFIW studios. And the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament at Wayne City begins today with four games. I caught up with Cisney coach Kevin Bowen earlier this week as Cisney took on Wayne City in the Wayne County War on Tuesday night. This was following that game, and We talked about that tournament. Here is Cisney coach Kevin Bowen.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts about the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament, 66th annual. You guys are going to be facing Grayville this Saturday. You got Red Hill on Monday, and it goes on down the line. But what are your thoughts about the Conrad Allen? You've coached in the Conrad Allen many times, and I want to hear your thoughts about the tournament.
Oh, it's a really good tournament. It's ran really well, and they've been doing it for many years now, as you pointed out, and the competition. I feel like this year is a lot of teams that are going to compete, and I think you'll see a lot of good basketball games. I really do. I think you look at the pools; they're split. They did a good job splitting them up. I think they're pretty balanced, and I think if you don't come ready to play, I think you may lose. So it's a good tournament.
You guys are in Pool B. You got Grayville, North Clay, and Red Hill. You've already took on a Red Hill earlier, and have you seen North Clay and Grayville yet?
I have not seen North Clay, and I've got a tape on Grayville, so we'll get a chance to look at them. And then North Clay, of course, I'll see them before we play them on that Friday night. And of course, Red Hill, we've already played, and it's a balanced tournament. The other side, I think Wayne City obviously is good. Crab Orchard, Gallatin County plays hard, and now Weber's playing well. They're a lot better, I think, than people expected.
And that was Sisney Red Alliance coach Kevin Bowen. Our coverage of the tournament begins at 11:50 this morning on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. Now, we will carry Sisney and Wayne City basketball games of the tournament. Here is the schedule of the Conrad Allen. So in Pool A, you have Gallatin County, Crab Orchard, Weber, and Wayne City. For Pool B, you have Sisney, Grayville, North Clay, and Red Hill. Now, Saturday, December 14th, which is today at 12 noon, Sisney versus Grayville. We'll have that game for you on WOKZ 105.9. Then at 1:30, Gallatin County versus Weber. At 3 o'clock, Red Hill versus North Clay. And then at 4:30, Crab Orchard versus Wayne City. We will have that Crab Orchard-Wayne City game for you on WOKZ 105.9 and online through NetworkOneSports.com. Now, for Monday, December 16th, Sisney will face Red Hill at 5:30. We'll have that game for you on WOKZ 105.9. 7 o'clock, Weber versus Crab Orchard, and then at 8:30, North Clay versus Grayville. On Wednesday, December 18th, Red Hill will take on Grayville at 5:30. 7 o'clock, Crab Orchard versus Gallatin County. At 8:30, Weber versus Wayne City. We'll have that game for you on WOKZ 105.9, also through NetworkOneSports.com. Then on Friday, December 20th, a couple of games here at 6 o'clock, North Clay versus Sisney. At 7:30, Gallatin County will take on Wayne City. Both of those games will be on WOKZ 105.9. And then, pretty much Saturday, December 21st, the trophy games have been scheduled for that day, so we don't know what game is going to be broadcasting yet because they are the trophy games. So at 3 o'clock, you have the 7th place game, at 4:30, 5th place, 6 o'clock, 3rd place, and then at 7:30 is the 1st place game, the championship game. Now, the team listed 2nd is the home team. In case you're wondering, if there was ever a tie-in pool play, there's always the possibility of that. So here's how, you know, the ties in pool play will be broken by. You have the head-to-head result, which is two teams. The biggest total margin of victory in games in pool with tied teams, plus points for wins, minus points and losses. That would be the second step. The third would be best free throw percentage. The fourth, fewest points allowed. And if it all comes down to number 5, it would be by way of coin flip. But again, those are the ties and pool play. They'll kind of work their way down from 1 through 5. So again, the teams in the respective pools, Pool A, Gallatin County, Crab Orchard, Weber, and Wayne City. Pool B, Sisney, Grayville, North Clay, and Red Hill. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. More interviews coming up.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Red or golden delicious apples, $1.99 in a 3-pound bag. Fresh cauliflower, $1.99. Fresh celery, 99 cents each. And yellow onions, $1.69 in a 3-pound bag. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main in Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
We're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday, December 14th. Well, the Mules, they hosted El Dorado last night in a big early season matchup. Mules were able to get the win over the Eagles last night. And Jeff Vaughn, he spoke with Mules coach Scott McRavy following last night's game.
Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, that was...
Shut them down.
We did. It started with our defensive intensity right off the bat. And, you know, we shared the ball really well. I think we had 7 or 8 guys with at least one assist when we looked at the stats at the halftime. And we were making shots, too. So that kind of snowballs. And really good win, really good conference win.
Yeah, El Dorado came into this matchup 7-0, you know, riding high on the season. Kind of expecting this to be a close matchup, but foul trouble early on. Whitlock got 2 quick fouls and Sizemore picked up 3. And seemed like the only player who could do anything for El Dorado was Parker Price.
Yeah, he's going to be a nice player.
Yeah, just a freshman.
Nice player. I think Coach said the next game he may be in the top 5. But I liked him just watching him. Saw him last year in 8th grade, too. Plays under control, strong, can shoot. You know, we were in foul trouble there, too. And poor Kane got hit in the nose again. We've got him. I know his mom's bought him a mask, and I know he doesn't want to wear it, but that might be the alternative. So you may see a masked man out here before too long.
That's truly unbelievable at this point. But talk about Luke Dagg in this performance here. Had the dunk, of course, but doesn't normally get the number of shot attempts that he had tonight. I have him with 14 points, and really the – defensive intensity, the motor, and then the scoring that he got. It's another strong game from your seniors here in Dagg, Gilbert, and Hixonball.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for Luke, too, because like you said, I mean, you look at the stat sheet, and he may have 5 points and 8 rebounds and 2 blocks. And our kids are getting really good at you know, when we've got the break and we've got some of our guys that can put it down, they're looking for him. You know, so I was really happy that he got out in front and got a dunk there. But you know, just a very good overall team effort. We got 3 wins. The freshman and JV team won as well. So anytime you can do that, you know, against a fellow conference team, that's you're in good shape.
Yeah, 6-0 this week in conference games.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And then next week, Tuesday, here at the Mule Barn against Hamilton County.
Yep, they're getting better. You know, I they've got some they really like their sophomore class, I believe. So you may see a few of those guys out here as well. But, you know, have them in EC next week, and we challenge the guys. We want to be 8-1 going to El Dorado. So yeah, that's what we're banking on doing.
And at El Dorado, you're the number 1 seed once again. Going to be taking on Gallatin County on Boxing Day, I do believe. So going to have hopefully another long run down there at the EHT this year.
Absolutely. Going to watch them tomorrow at the Wayne City Tournament. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you guys will be over there too, probably.
I will not be, but we will be.
Somebody
calling,
will be.
We will be calling the Wayne City and Sisney games.
So get a chance to watch those guys. Get a chance to watch Wayne City too. They're having a really good year. We knew they'd be good coming in too. So we'll see them later on. It's fun, you know. The kids are excited. They've got 3 more days left of school, and most of them don't have to take those 2 days of exams. So they know 3 more days, and we get to take a little 2-week break and play some ball and get some presents and see family and everything. A lot of fun.
Truly is the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
Well, thanks, Coach, for your time up here. We do appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it, Mr. Jeff.
And that was Jeff Vaughn talking to Fairfield Mules basketball coach Scott McRavy. Again, the Mules won the varsity contest as well as JV and varsity. JV and freshman, I should say, as well. So the Mules went 3-0 last night against El Dorado. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions, so stay tuned.
Vaughn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Vaughn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Sports talk here with you on this Saturday, December 14th. Derek Dunn here with you. Well, last night at Edwards County, they made the trip out west over to Hamilton County in McLeansboro. Dave Rigg, he caught up with Lions coach Russ Gerlach after the game as Hamilton County defeated Edwards County 62-32.
Well, Russ, I think the best way to describe this game tonight is we were just outmanned by a team that played probably anywhere from 12 to 15 players against us tonight.
Well, they definitely had 10 guys they rotated in. I don't know if it was 15 till the end, but after the game, when we got to the locker room, I couldn't remember the phrase exactly, so coaches helped me, and we said that pressure either bursts pipes or makes diamonds.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, tonight it burst the pipes. And it's something that we've got to get better at. I told him this is the last night I can use the excuse of only one starter back.
Yeah.
We're eight games in. We've got to get used to it. We've got to play through it, whether it's a bump, whether it's just tough defense, whether it's a hard screen, whatever it is, we've got to play through the pressure and the intensity level of a varsity game. And, we scored, I think, 11 to second half points. First half was going great, and then we gave up a couple scores because we had some fouls and stuff, a couple turnovers, some quick shots. I felt like tonight we went back to Capital Classic of, we get the ball across half court against their pressure, we fire up a shot.
Yeah.
And I felt like some of those were ill-advised. Some of them were just bad execution as well. So, hopefully some of these things we can fix and get better for the next couple weeks that, I tell the kids all the time, it doesn't get any easier the whole season.
No, no. Well, you're right. We were only down by 9 points at halftime. It's the second half where they were. But again, Russ, I mean, first of all, we were without one of our starters tonight. Alex Calverley wasn't here.
Correct. So, that makes a difference. And then I know we can still say we've got some guys that are injured that haven't played yet either. So they help some things. But at the same time, those five guys that started plus our subs, they played in all eight games.
Yeah.
And, it felt like once they turned the pressure on, our offense got, we just quit running it. We just started just making up things as we go. Guys would communicate on what play we were running because, there was guys up in their grills. And, it's just all those things we've got to get used to and adjust to. And, I think we will. I just sometimes don't know how soon it's going to happen.
Well, Russ, I would think that, in a situation like you are in now, it takes a lot more determination. It takes a lot more work for the coach when a team is like this compared to a team that's running away and beating everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was years ago when I was still the JV team at Flora, or JV coach at Flora, there's one year where, my dad and I were joking about all I do is just sit there and watch them because I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And, right now I feel like I got to do a little more and, I definitely got to do more this next week. We've got some – this is not another excuse, but we truly do have some guys that are fighting some illness and some little nagging injuries. So we're just going to watch film tomorrow and rest up and hopefully get ourselves ready for Lawrenceville and Fairfield next week.
Well, we'll talk about that here in just a minute. But what about the situation with Andrew Rotrammel? I got to feel like he's going to help us once we get that guy out there on the floor to clog up that middle.
Absolutely. He got his brace in the day. He went out to the – and got it fitted, and then Dakota Young, our athletic trainer, wanted him to go through warm-ups with it on so we get a little running in and see how it fit and felt. I mean, he's going through practice and doing everything but contact drills. So he's doing all the shooting, all of the running and stuff like that. And other than getting winded fairly quick, he looks pretty good doing it. Just got to keep getting him, you know, a little bit better, a little bit more where he can cut a little bit and still pass a couple tests and stuff. I still don't think he plays until after January 1st. And then when he does play those first couple games, he'll probably have a little self-imposed by me minutes restriction.
Right.
But we're definitely ready to get him going in there and see how that goes.
Well, we're also missing Gus Beatles. I guess he's working with a broken finger.
Yeah, I'll say that game against Mount Carmel, he went for the shot, got hit on it, and broke his finger. And, you know, I think he goes, I don't know, right before Christmas, he goes to the doctor. And then Jordan Brock goes, I think, next Friday to the doctor. And
he hadn't played yet.
He hasn't played yet either. So, you know, there's three guys that would help with some subs and stuff. You know, I know all three of those guys got some toughness that we need. They may not be the most skilled basketball players, but at least they got some toughness.
Well, and besides that, Beatles is a husky boy. He can help clog up that middle,
too. Absolutely.
Well, now, you mentioned there we've got next week. We've got some tough games ahead of us next week.
Yeah, we'll say Lawrenceville, who got us pretty good there at the Capital Classic, and then Fairfield, who's getting everybody by a bunch. We've got both of those next week, and at least they're both at home. Hopefully, we'll still have a big crowd. I know the record doesn't look the way we want it to, but these boys still do appreciate their support, and I do, too, and we hope we have a lot of people come out.
Well, Russ, I'm going to believe that the Edwards County fans are the fans that we believe they are. And even though, you know, we've lost some games by some pretty big scores against the opponents that are coming up, that they're still going to be there to root for these boys to show them that we appreciate the hard work. Because these boys, I mean, they don't enjoy losing, and they have to practice hard, and they deserve to be cheered for.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you're right that, you know, and I know there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. You got a lot of different places to get entertainment, but it's still pretty cheap to go to a high school basketball game, boys or girls, and, you know, give you a chance to cheer them on. And, you know, I know the kids do appreciate it. They do. They notice when it's a big crowd. You know, they notice that this is a huge gym and it doesn't anywhere near full, you know, full. So, you know, hopefully we can get a good crowd and we appreciate when there is one. And hopefully we can have a little bit better showing next week.
All right, Russ. Well, thanks for taking time to come up here and talk to us, and we'll talk to you again then Tuesday night after an upset win over Lawrenceville.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much.
All right. Head coach Russ Gerlach there for the Edwards County Lions.
And that was Dave Rigg talking to Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach following the Lions game against the Hamilton County Foxes last night. You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. The El Dorado Holiday Tournament seeds and pairings were released this week. We'll take a look at that here, as well as what's going on here in terms of a recap of sports this week. A lot of sports stories are coming out here. So you are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We've got Beals Basketball Tuesday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com as Fairfield hosts Hamilton County. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Tuesday with pregame information. Beals Basketball is brought to you by People's National Bank, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, Gill Sales & Service, and Wabash General Hospital. It's the Mules and the Foxes this Tuesday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you, and let's go ahead and take a look here at sports here. We'll also have the local sports schedule for today coming up here in a moment here. But let's go ahead and talk about this here. Seeds and pairings for the 55th Annual El Dorado Holiday Tournament have been released. Fairville Mules are seated first for the second year in a row. Massac County is seated second, followed by El Dorado, Heron, and Carterville to round out the top five. Carmine White County is sixth, and a Jonesboro seventh, and West Frankfort eighth. Tournament runs December 26th, 27th, and 28th. First round action on the 26th has Carterville taking on NCOE at 8:30, followed by Heron and Edwards County, West Frankfort versus Hamilton County, the Mules versus Gallatin County at 1:45 p.m. Session 2, Pitts and Jonesboro versus Harrisburg at 3:15 p.m., Massac County versus Carrier Mill Stoneford, El Dorado versus Hardin County, Carmine White County versus Vienna, and losers from the Carterville, NCOE, and the Heron Edwards County games at 10 o'clock. High school volleyball news. Mules volleyball player Nadia Reed is the latest member of the team headed to college to continue her volleyball career. Reed signed a national letter of intent Wednesday to play volleyball at Weber International University in Babson Park, Florida. Reed was a 5'11" senior middle hitter for the Mules volleyball team. Major League Baseball news. Ted Simmons is finally in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Former Cardinals catcher was elected 25 years after his name first appeared on a ballot. Simmons played for the Cardinals from 1968 to 1980, and St. Louis is where he earned 6 of his 8 All-Star appearances. During his 21-year big league career, the man nicknamed Simba batted 285 with 248 homers and 1,389 runs batted in. Simmons will be officially inducted into the Hall during the July 26th induction ceremonies in Cooperstown, New York. Cardinals starter Jack Flaherty is a member of the inaugural All-MLB team. Right-hander was named to the second team after helping lead the Cardinals to a National League Central title. Flaherty had a dominant second half, of which he went 7-2 with a 0.91 earned run average and 124 strikeouts. The All-MLB team recognizes 2019's top performers throughout the entire league. Former Cardinals starter Michael Wacha has agreed to a one-year deal with the Mets pending a physical. Finalized, the deal guarantees him $3 million for 2020 and includes incentives that could net him $10 million. Wacha was the Cardinals' 19th overall pick in 2012 and the NLCS MVP in 2013. He finished last season with a 6-7 record with a 4.76 earned run average. Major League Baseball is pushing ahead with a rules change for 2020 that requires pitchers to face at least 3 batters or finish a half inning. Commissioner Rob Manfred also said Wednesday the injured list for pitchers will revert to 15 days from 10 days. In tandem, pitchers' option to the minors will have to spend 15 days with farm teams before they could be recalled unless they replace a pitcher going on the IL. As part of a March 8th agreement with the Players Association, management had the right to make the changes for 2020. A new study commissioned by Major League Baseball shows baseballs weren't juiced during a record-setting 2019 regular season. They were just flying farther. A 4-person committee of scientists concluded baseballs this year had less drag on average than in previous seasons, contributing to a power surge that resulted in a record number of home runs. The report released Wednesday blamed the spike on inconsistencies and the seam height of the baseballs, as well as changes in player behavior. Batters connected 6,776 times in the regular season, smashing the record, which was 6,105 set in 2017. The committee says it did not find evidence that MLB intentionally altered baseballs and believes inconsistencies were due to manufacturing variability. The balls are hand-sewn by workers at Rawlings Factory in Costa Rica. NCAA news. NCAA President Mark Emmert said Wednesday it is highly probable Congress will set national guidelines for how college athletes can be compensated for the use of their names, images, and likenesses. Emmert, who spoke at a forum sponsored by the Sports Business Journal, said he is spending most of his time trying to figure out how the NCAA and its member schools will allow thousands of athletes to get that kind of compensation under the auspices of amateur athletics. He said he is also spending a lot of time in Washington meeting with lawmakers, often with university presidents and other representatives from individual schools. Last week, Senator Chris Murphy and Senator Mitt Romney announced the formation of a bipartisan congressional working group on the topic of athlete compensation. Illinois football is heading out west to face Pac-12 conference foe California in the Red Box Bowl. The game will be played December 30th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Red Box Bowl will be the Illini's 19th postseason bowl appearance. Illinois finished the regular season 6-6, while the Golden Bears ended with a 7-5 record. LSU is the new number one in the college football playoff rankings. The top-ranked Tigers will square off with number four Oklahoma in the CFP semifinal on December 28th in Atlanta. Second-ranked Ohio State takes on number three Clemson on the same day in the other semifinal in Glendale, Arizona. The winners will advance to the national championship game in New Orleans, on January 13th. Well, that will do it for Sports Talk for this Saturday. Don't forget, Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament coverage begins 11:50 this morning on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. I'll be there announcing the games and hope to see you there. And, hey, even spread the word. Tune in on your radio as well for great boys high school basketball coverage happening this afternoon. Let me go ahead and remind you of the games, again, that we'll be broadcasting today real quick. Today on Saturday, December 14th at 12 noon, Sisney versus Grayville. And a 4:30 Crab Orchard versus Wayne City. Those are the two games we'll be broadcasting here on WOKZ 105.9 and online through NetworkOneSports.com. Other games that will be happening today at the Conrad Allen at 1:30, Gallatin County versus Weber, and at 3 o'clock, Red Hill versus North Clay. We'd like to thank our sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk here on this Saturday. If you have the opportunity, thank the sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk, as it is greatly appreciated. And I would like to remind you that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted for your listening pleasure. If you happen to miss out on today's episode, or maybe you want to play it back, you certainly can, just whenever it's uploaded to our website. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up for Sports Talk. Have a wonderful and safe Saturday and the rest of the weekend. We'll see you all a week from today, December 21st. Until then, so long.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Bonds Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.